I don't want to say Arbor, but something like that. Something with.
An Arbor? What do you mean?
I see fair. Oh my god. Like fairies. I don't believe. Something with the plant life. It's more plant life. I don't know why it's drawing me to that, but.
Nature spirits?
Yes, nature? Definitely, yes, nature spirits. They're around there. Just gotta call to them. Okay. They will help you.
Call to them and they'll help you?
Yep.
In what kind of situation?
To the earth and let the earth breathe. Looks like letting the earth breathe. Cleanse the earth. Oh, they're fairies, or they have wings like butterflies. All about
spirit energy.
Definitely. And they're butterflies. They fly all over. Yep. You just have to summon them. They'll help you. I'll help you along, whatever you want. You gotta be right of mind.
In what way do you have to be right of mind? What do you mean?
You wanna that? Help. You wanna be there to help the growth of the earth. It's a calling out, more or less, right now. Right now, they want more people to experience this. What I'm experiencing right now. Let them know that they're there. One little pickup of garbage. One little insignificant little anything good for the earth and they'll appear. Help you.
And you can set your intention for their help?
Yep.
Is there any specific language to use?
It's through mind. They come from another place. They live here, but they go in and out of. They're showing me like a golden blue wall. They go in and out. I don't know what it is.
So it's interdimensional?
Yes. That's what it is. But they prefer it here. But they're safe on the other side. Nothing can happen to them. Well, it's only on this earth here that people want to bring them harm. I don't know why, but it's weird.
But not intentionally, people want to give them harm, right? Do them harm?
They just shoo them away because they don't believe in them.
Oh, I see.
But they're here for the good of the earth. They can draw power up from underneath. Center of the earth. Yeah. They have special powers to help us out.
So through our thought, we just ask for their assistance?
Yes. Just ask for their help, and you have to do something. If you are taking a walk in nature and you see garbage, just pick it up and you think of thought. A good cleansing thought of cleaning the earth. And you see breeze, crystal water, has to be good of nature, and they'll show you, help you. You're already there, so. Fairies. Fairies, though.
They come in all different shapes and sizes?
Yep. Tiny. Magical.
Could you describe them more?
They have big wings. The wings are actually bigger than themselves.
Like a dragonfly or something?
Right. But they're actually people. You see their face? Elfish. Yeah, look like ears.
What are their eyes?
Smiling, they're always smiling. They play games a lot. They're fun people. I think it's a civilization that was here. They've always been here. Part of the spirit world. They've always been here. If it wasn't for them, the earth needs them. Earth calls to them, he's saying. They're part of the earth. The earth wouldn't be able to operate without them. They're all over the world. I'm seeing green, lots of green. Looks like Ireland. I think they came from Ireland. That's where they're from, or England. That's where man first started. I don't know.
They were around when man was.
Before. Oh, way before. Oh, yeah. They're part of the earth. And they can go through those dimensions. And they got powers. They got magic. It's magic. But now they want. They want people to start paying attention to. I don't know if it's the pollution, because you can't stop that. It's too big. It starts off with little things. Clean your own environment. Mm-hmm. And the cities, forget it.
Do any nature fairies live in the city?
No, I don't think so. They just in a wilderness. There's some in Central Park, I think. I think that's Central Park. Wherever there's a park, they're in every park. Just call to them and they'll help you.
Can you give me an example of the calling?
You must have good intentions. You want to just help the world. You have to help the world. It's like helping a person who's stuck on a road. You feel good about yourself. That feeling is what you get, and they'll appear. They appear to people all the time.
Hmm. How does a person perceive them?
Some people know they're fairies because they've had many experiences with them. Nature fairies, earthly fairies. Other people, they don't like them and they shoo them away. They don't scare to believe that they'll be made fun of. There's a lot of them.
If they appear to a human, do they appear in that form?
Yes.
Their original form?
Yes. First you'll think it's a butterfly or an insect, but it's them. Come to you mentally first. Then you see a flutter, and then they help you.
I don't know if you can tell me, but I saw a really beautiful butterfly yesterday. Was that a butterfly or was that a fairy?
They have more of the gold color. If it was a bright yellow, black. They can turn into whatever they want. If you know it, because you feel it, it'll feel good and happy. Happy thoughts come from them. They generate nothing but happiness, goodwill towards Earth. You would know it.
It was a special butterfly.
You would definitely know it. You don't want any garbage, no garbage.
No garbage, that's the main message.
Pollution is. Show me the water.
What do they do when development takes place? Like in. where there was nature and now there is urban environments.
They don't stay around. They never give up. They never give up on Mother Earth. Never give up. But they can go to another dimension, that another place, like heaven, where it's nothing to worry about, but their main purpose is to help the Earth on this dimension right now. Right now. Right now, show me right now. His foot right now. Right now, something right now. Huh. Got yellow. He's wearing yellow too. And go high, fly too. Oh, beautiful forest. Showing mountains, and before it was any pollution, it's beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. We all noticed, though. Mm-hmm. We've made this, he said. Everybody on this earth is part of this earth. He wants to know right now that it's time to go back to nature, start becoming part of nature, the animals, little creatures, start believing that, to believe in the unseen and to believe that anything is possible. Nobody believes. Very small amount of people believe. But this is the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it's always been. We have a big awakening. People need to be awakened fast. In abundance. All over. This is why. This is why they're here right now. See more and more of them. More and more creatures that you don't know about will be coming out in the oceans, in the skies, and in the forests. The oneness, for some reason, it's time to go back. Back to where you came from.
But it's very difficult when people are already so comfortable in.
It seems an impossible job for them.
It does, yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do it. They're going to have to really work on God to help them. I don't know. They need higher beings to help them. Mm-hmm. Big task. If soon. For some reason he's telling me now again. It's coming soon now. His top in his hand. Something happened. He's got to wake up now. Me? No, the people now. So I was talking to me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
Fast.
So in using the words wake up, it's suggesting that people are asleep.
Something that they forgot. Forgetfulness. Something they were given. And the world to forget. Now it's time to come back. I don't know.
I'm wondering what's Tom supposed to do?
Start to help out people. Start with people first. Someone needs a hand, you have to help them out now.
Can you give a specific example?
Motorists stuck on the side of the road.
Oh.
Anybody see somebody slip and fall, any little bit of help will help anybody's cause. Feel good. You just need to feel good about yourself. Any little good deed does not go undone.
And it's through in the helping of others that we feel good about ourselves.
Has to happen now.
Okay.
You have to happen now. So love, the love, loving each other like a family. Everybody's a big family.
So is that all?
Yes.